everyone, and welcome to Better by the Day, where we unlock the secrets to achieving a better body and mind by talking to real people who have actually done it. I'm your host, Kayla Bowers. This show is brought to you by Way Better, the app that makes health and fitness fun with weekly group challenges. You can find Way Better in the App Store or Google Play. Today's guest is Jessica Beniquez, known to her social media followers as Get Fit with Jessica. Jessica struggled with obesity most of her life, and she hit a point where she once weighed over 300 pounds and felt so unhappy and so uncomfortable in her own body that she would hold back from social situations with friends and family. In 2016, everything changed when she finally decided to take charge of her physical and mental health. But just as she was in the middle of maintaining an incredible accomplishment of her 170-pound weight loss, she discovered a lump in her arm and was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. We hear from Jessica in this episode on how she managed to stay positive and stay committed to her goals, even while undergoing cancer treatments. Since starting her journey in 2016, Jessica regularly inspires her community of almost 1.5 million followers across her Instagram and TikTok. In our conversation, Jessica shares that inspiration and teaches us how she overcame those early feelings she had of being intimidated by the gym and changing her eating habits. Here's my chat with Get Fit with Jessica. I am here with Jessica Beniquez, who is better known as her social media name, Get Fit with Jessica. I do think the most important thing for people to know about you, which is incredibly positive, is that you have been cancer-free since August of 2019.
Yes.
We love to hear it. So we're going to lead up to that, obviously, but let's start kind of at the very beginning of your story and your journey. So, you know, you mentioned to me that you'd been struggling with obesity most of your life, and then you had this moment in 2016 where you decided to do something about that. So kind of how are you feeling leading up to that moment? And what was it that made you want to finally make a change?
So yeah, like growing up, I was obese. I did play sports. I was cheerleaded and I played softball all through like my youth years. But like even like with playing sports, my diet was terrible. So growing up would always be like fast food or like pasta or cereal. You know, those don't, one, make you feel good, and two, just, you know, you pack on the weight with that. So in 2016, when I started, like, I didn't feel good about myself. Like, I felt just uncomfortable in my clothes and on my feet. Like, I worked at a school, so I was on my feet a lot. And I was just 19, and, like, I did not feel like I was 19. I would come home from work, and I would literally just like sit in my bed and put on like a show on Netflix and literally just watch it until it was time to go to bed. I could have like a box of crackers and cream cheese and just sit there and eat that box of crackers and cream cheese while I'm watching my show. And I would literally do that every day. And I would have friends, you know, ask me to hang out. My sister, you know, asked me if I wanted to go and play with the kids and stuff. But I don't know, I just didn't have like the energy to do it. So I would just, you know, say no. And after finishing like two series, not just like seasons, but like a whole two shows on Netflix, I was like, okay, this has got to stop. Like, I need to just start. And I started like literally the next day. Like, I started walking. I cut out everything cold turkey. Like, I cut out soda. I cut out the fast food. I think my first meal that I thought was healthy was Subway. So I did go to Subway like the next day. I just started like counting my calories and like kind of cooking food without oil or without just like anything. I would be very bland with it. And I didn't know how to start, but I just did. I knew nothing. But eventually, like within 5 months of that is when I started my Instagram account, just for my own accountability, though. Like, I didn't expect it to be where it is today. Just started posting pictures and like food I would eat just for me and myself. And by 5 months in, I think I was down like 50 pounds. So it was, you know, I was losing 10 pounds a month. a month into my journey, I didn't step on the scale. I didn't go to the gym. I was strictly just walking outside. And then when I got a gym membership, I was like, okay, I need to step on the scale. And that's when I got a trainer as well. So when I stepped on the scale, I was 320. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know what I was prior to a month of, you know, cutting everything out and being on this journey. I could have been 350 pounds. Like, I don't know. So stepping on the scale at 320, I started like finally calculating the rest of that. So within like 5 months in, I was like 50 pounds down. And then I just kind of learned that I did like foods that I didn't think I did like, just because I made myself like them. And after 8 months, I think I was down around almost 100 pounds. Like, that's when I first started like seeing a lot of it just fall off after probably a year. Yeah, I would say like the next 5 months, I just like dropped weight. So within 17 months, I was down about like the whole 170, and I was down to like 145. And I was like, wow, it's crazy. Like, this is the lowest I've ever seen the number on the scale. Like, my goal weight was 135. A year and a half passed, and it's July 2019. And I'm shaving my armpits and I find a lump in my armpit. And like, I didn't even know it was there. And, you know, as a female, like, I shave my armpits, you know, probably a few times a week. Mm-hmm. And I never realized there was a lump there until like the one day. And I was like, maybe I pulled something and I don't know, maybe it's just swollen. But I did tell my mom like a week later, and she told me to go to the doctor right away because like my dad had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that's where he found the lump that he had. He also had cancer. And then so when I go to the doctor, she does an ultrasound and a needle biop, and it comes back as inflamed. And so I had this scare. They're like, just, I don't know, if it doesn't look normal, so, you know, be cautious of it. But then when the results came back, I got misdiagnosed. So in that process, I had already had a whole consult for skin removal, because losing all that weight, you have the loose skin. And I had to put my deposit down. My surgery was literally the week later. And I have this scare in my head, and I finally get told, like, I have worked up the nerves to get the skin removal, and then I have this scare going on. But then I get told that it's not cancer, so I go to proceed with the skin removal. And then my doctor calls me again, and she's like, is it still there? And I was like, yeah. She's like, I'm going to send you to another surgeon to go get it checked out. The surgeon wanted to wait a week, but he told me I could proceed with the skin removal. So I went and had the skin removal. The lump was even more painful. But I called my surgeon after, and he's like, all right, come back in. We're going to take it out. We're going to biopsy it for real this time. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we got the biopsy, like, I went from skin removal surgery, hospital time, to recovering from this, and then more surgery because I got my port put in. Because I was told, you know, stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma right after the biopsy. So I was like back to back in the hospital. And then treatment started right in December of 2019. So mid 2019 is whenever I had my last chemo, which I had 6 months of chemo, a month of radiation. And then after that, I had to wait like probably 12 weeks out just to get another PET scan. And then that PET scan came back as still positive for cancer. And my doctor's like, why is this happening? Like, it should be gone. So we had another biopsy. So another surgery, another healing process. And then it finally came back in August of 2019 that I am cancer free. So that was like the relieving moment. But through that journey, is whenever I just kept positive and, still exercised and did all that.
So you went through like minimum three, it sounds like, rounds of intense surgeries on your body, hospitalizations, healing processes, all while still miraculously maintaining your commitment to like
Yes.
Get Fit with Jessica. So in this time frame of sort of going through your cancer treatment and dealing with all of these things, which I didn't even know about the skin surgery too. That is absolutely crazy. You were doing all that at once. What did it really take for you to say, I want to still stick to this lifestyle that I started for myself? And what did you notice about still maintaining your exercise routine and everything else you were doing for yourself kind of like help you in terms of staying positive and staying healthy throughout getting treated for cancer?
My first initial like thought whenever I got that positive for cancer, I was like, how did I just lose all of this weight? And then this just happened. Like, am I going to gain this weight back? Like that scared me. Like, am I going to be able to go to the gym? Like, that was one of my first thoughts, that and hair loss. So my doctor, my oncologist, he did tell me that working out is, you know, recommended. Just, you know, be cautious of germs. But try as much as you can. Like if you want to go ahead and do that, go for it. Like, don't stop. So I feel like I just wanted to prove to myself that I could keep going. And then with, you know, the community that I have from Instagram, the support that I got from it was like major help. And I wanted to show that even though you're going through this crazy life experience, like that you can keep positive, you can keep going. You just have to like have that mindset. I don't know where I got that mindset, but like even thinking about it now, like thinking today, like I have down days where I just don't want to go to the gym or eat healthy. Like to be going through that and still working out and trying to find the positive out of the worst thing that you could get, you know? I just wanted to keep on going because I wanted to prove to myself, like I said, and then, you know, I had the support, the rooting for me just to keep going was just like incredible.
And how did it feel knowing that you could do this? Like you keep saying, I wanted to prove to myself I could do it. I wanted to show myself, and you did, which is so amazing. And to all the people that follow you and see your journey. So what did that feel like?
I mean, it felt good, but then it just became the normal for me. Like it was like people will be like, that's crazy. Like your journey is insane. Like, I don't know how you did that, but it was just life for me. Like it was just part of the normal, like going through that for a whole year. It just became normal to me. Like it's like, oh yeah, I guess I did do that. Like it is pretty cool, but like it just was normal for me. So, but that I do, when I do look at it back, it is like, cause I don't know how I go through these rough patches where I'm just like, I want to eat, you know, just whatever. And I couldn't do that back then. I couldn't have some chocolate because of the medicine I was on, or like cheese. Like I couldn't do that. I had to have that willpower. Like I had to be strict. And to be like that now, it's like, I guess you just, it's all a mindset thing. You can flip it like that. Like it's hard, but you can literally flip it.
Can you think back to the moment where it did flip for you? Like, was it getting your cancer diagnosis, or was it before that when you saw the weight coming off? Like, what was the moment for you where you're like, my mindset is so different now?
I guess like, now that I think of it, in the beginning and back in 2016, whenever I did start my journey, like I did start cold turkey, and to start cold turkey, you do have to have that strong willpower mindset. Like working at a school, there was teacher appreciation week where we'd get desserts and I passed them up. Like I was in the beginning of my journey still. So that stuff was fresh to me. Like, oh, I want that. But like, at the end of the day, I was like, but the results that I'm getting feel even better to mess it up. And I don't know, like, I don't know how I did.
Yeah.
It did.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, as you said, it's become part of you now. Yeah. I do keep thinking back to what you said about the beginning of your journey in 2016, where you, as you said, went cold turkey, like you really went for it, which is so incredible. Like it's typically not the experience that you hear when people do this, because they typically say, I started out really small. I like, you know, started cutting out soda or something like that. And then they do baby steps at a time. And you're like, I did it. And so, what was it like leading up to that moment when you sort of knew that you were going to go cold turkey all of a sudden? Like you went from watching Netflix, eating snacks, like avoiding social activities because you were so tired. And then all of a sudden you woke up one day and you were like, I'm cutting it all out. I'm totally changing my life. So what was the feeling that made you say, I've had enough, I want to change, and I'm going to really, really go for it?
I don't know if it's that like me going cold turkey made it easier for me, just because I never started like to try. I never tried to lose weight prior to that. Like I never went on diets, or just because I knew in the back of my mind, like I'm too picky. Like I don't know how to eat clean. So it's just not going to work for me. Like I never tried. So whenever I did try, I remember my mom, when I told her, like I ordered the shake, she's like, you're probably not going to like them. And I was like, cause she knows how picky I am. And I did. And I just stuck to it. And I feel like, I don't know if they really did see results, like people that I worked with, but they told me they saw results. So, you know, that makes me feel good. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep going. And like I said, the whole, what is it called? Like the feeling of seeing progress, feeling progress beat me wanting to like binge or go off the track that I was on. But yeah, once I said I was going to be doing it, I was like, this is it. Like, I'm sick of feeling like that, you know, and plus I wanted attention from people. Like I never had like a boyfriend or whatnot. Like I wanted, you know, people to be like, oh, she's pretty. She's not a pretty fat girl, but she's, like, that's always what I would call. Like you're a big girl, but you're pretty for being a big girl. Like, mm-hmm. That's what I got. Like, no, I wanted to be pretty on the inside and outside. And yeah, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like there was some element to it that had to do sort of with like the way that you viewed yourself and like mm-hmm. your self-worth and your mental health. Like it sounds like those days watching Netflix were really low. And as you said, you were canceling on people and not going out and engaging with things because like, not only because you were tired, but it sounds as if you also felt like you just didn't want to show up or something. Yeah. Or didn't want to hear people's comments.
Yeah. It's a very good way to put it, actually.
I have definitely, I've like struggled with my own body image issues my whole life, and have absolutely had the days where I just hide inside and watch Netflix instead of going out. I know that feeling really, really well.
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
And it does suck that like, that's how we think. We put ourselves down more than other people put us down. Mm-hmm. And that sucks. We shouldn't do that.
Do you have, other than your Instagram community, who I definitely want to talk about, do you have like people in your life or a friend, family member, support system, whoever, that sort of like hype you up to keep living this new life that you've made out for yourself?
My family, like, of course they like push me through the journey, but they know nothing about social media. So my mom, like when she sees my picture pop up on Facebook now, cause like I'll have my face, she'll be like, that's crazy. I see you on like on Facebook, like, wow. And she just really doesn't get it. So like, she just encouraged it. She's happy for me that I, you know, did that. She's still to this day, it's like, I can't believe you're eating that. Like you would cram your mouth shut. Like now it's crazy. But I just would say like my family's always been supportive, like through not just like the weight loss, but through the cancer and everything. Like my sister's very, you know, encouraging and everything.
Yeah. What you said like the reason I asked you that is because what you said made me think of some of my friends who are also really supportive of me as I'm now trying to get way more serious about like physical fitness and things. And they always say to me, like, if only you could be as kind to yourself as you are to us. Like when you cheer people on in your life, you should do that for yourself.
Yeah, you should. We should. Well, everybody should. But it's hard. Yeah. It's hard. We're our worst critics.
We are. We definitely are. So what is it about when you're at the gym and you are doing your incredible weightlifting that you do that I see on your Instagram that I'm so impressed by? What is it about that feeling that makes you say to yourself, like, yes, I can do this. I'm so worthy. I feel great. This is the life that I want to be living. And I'm so glad that I got here.
It's crazy to me too, like to like think that I can, I mean, not that I'm super strong or anything, but like I wouldn't been able to do that before. And to even think back from then to now, I wouldn't have even seen myself in the gym. So every now and then, whenever I'm like feeling it and I'm like just running, or if I'm like lifting, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this. Like I can do this. And it's such a mindset thing. Like I could be so feeling weak and I'm like, no, like, come on, Jessica, stop that. Like get to it. I'll pep talk myself while I'm feeling down. And it helps. It's just like, okay, you've done this and that. Like, why can't you get through today? Like, what is this 30 minutes left? Just get through it, you know?
Yeah. So like, even with your, all your Instagram followers that you use to help you along the way and your amazing supportive family, at the end of the day, you really are your best cheerleader.
I would say it would be a mixture, because sometimes now I think about it, of course, like Instagram for sure is like a big booster, like big. But sometimes like I just don't want to be on social media and I'll just like get off and I'll just be my own cheerleader, because sometimes you just have to be. But then sometimes when I'm feeling like on my low days, I'll just go through my comments and I'm like, if I can inspire somebody across the world, like I should be able to inspire myself and keep going.
Yeah, definitely. So that leads me to, I want to talk more about this idea of having people in your corner and people to inspire and inspire you back. So you got on social media in 2016 to kind of start your own accountability journey. You saw your followers explode. You have, I think, like almost 750,000 now on Instagram, which is crazy. So what is it about having an online community through like Instagram or your Way Better Games that keeps you feeling accountable on those days when like you're not ready to be your own cheerleader or you're feeling tired?
It's just like me wanting to prove to them that like I said, if you do have like a stressful day or you're going through something crazy, like you can get through it. So I want to show them, like, I'm like, you know what, if I can do it, maybe it'll help somebody else. Or I kind of want to make myself feel good, so I'm going to try my best to keep going just so I could show that you can do it. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, definitely. So how important do you think that is for people to have? Do you think that people can just go through these crazy fitness journeys alone? Or do you think that people need accountability and support and a group with them?
I think it just comes down to that person and how bad they truly want it. Because I wasn't going to post anything. Like I was already 5 months in feeling fantastic. And then since I was seeing results, I was like, oh, let me just, you know, post stuff on Instagram. Cause I had Instagram and I followed fitness accounts, but I didn't post. Plus I don't know, I kind of felt weird like posting because like my friends didn't, like they knew I was on the weight loss journey, but like I didn't want them to judge me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can be cringy on Instagram. And, so like, I just didn't want to be judged, but like, I think it does come down to how bad you really want it. Like if you need that support, then, you know, try an accountability page, like hype yourself up. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it's so amazing to see when people find like whatever accountability thing works for them, whether it's like one buddy that they have, or, you know, in our case, like Way Better Games, where there's a whole like network of people or social media. I think, the like results in the community you see from people is just like so incredible. And I think that you've definitely tapped into that with the people that follow you.
Yeah. Like I would say when I'm scrolling through my games and stuff and I see people like getting upset that they have, you know, they messed up or the scale's not budging. And then you see other people commenting on that and they're like, but you got this. Like, it's just a random person to the other person and they're still hyping each other up, which is awesome. It's one of the things I love about social media in general, but then, you know, you have your critics too. But like, luckily I get more of the positive side. I mean, I do get, you know, some negativity, but I'm lucky to get more of the positive side.
Right. Yeah. The negativity always comes through, but it's okay to just ignore it.
Yeah.
Positivity only. That's my favorite thing to stick to online. So you mentioned to Jessica, to me when we spoke earlier, about when you were going through your cancer treatment and you experienced losing your hair and you were going to the gym with a bald head also. And you felt as if like even that moment of people seeing you in the gym while you were going through your treatment would be inspiring to anybody kind of around you.
It was tough. Like I remember going in that day after shaving my head and I was like so scared. I was going to avoid the middle and I was going to go around. And I remember like, it was crazy because around it was shut off. Like I couldn't go that way. There was like, they were doing something over there. And it was like, wow, it was like meant to be that like, I have to just go and God's saying, go for it, embrace the bald head. But whenever I'm in there, you know, people are looking like, whoa, she was here with hair yesterday. I wonder why she shaved her head. You don't see a cancer patient working out in the gym. Like, what, did she shave her head? Is she sick? Or I would have like the Neulasta thing on the back of my arm sometimes. So people, I'm sure, would get like the hint. But I do think I had like a few people like come up and like ask, like, because they would see me all the time. So I don't think they felt like too uncomfortable, like to why I shaved it or am I going through something or like good for you, like keep on going. Just, yeah, the positivity from that was good.
Yeah, that's awesome that you were able to have those in-person experiences with the people at your gym in addition to the like community that you were growing online.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, I'm so impressed with this positive mindset that you've been able to like kind of create out of nowhere and really stick to. If you could kind of say anything to yourself, looking back to 2016, like very beginning of all of this, what would you say to yourself?
I wish I started sooner. But I'm proud of myself for starting. I'm proud of that moment in 2016, whenever I decided to just go for it.
Mm-hmm. And if you could say anything to anyone like listening to this or anyone that follows you, who's thinking about getting started, or wants to change their life in any way, what would you say to that person?
I would just say, like, you don't have to start with a plan. Like, just try what you can, like, do what you can, because anything is better than nothing. Like, walking is better than nothing, than sitting on the couch. Just be your own cheerleader at the end of the day. And just don't give up.
Yeah. That's great advice. I love it. That actually makes me think of one more question for you, where you said, like, don't start with a plan. So when we're thinking back to 2016, this was another thing you said where you were like, I just started, and you just started like cutting everything out. You tried the shakes, and then eventually you decided to like get into the gym. So what made you kind of start to set a plan for yourself? Like, after you tried a few things, what made you say, okay, now I want like a system and a routine? Cause now you have like a pretty established routine at the gym and things that you do. So how did it feel having a plan and starting to stick to that plan?
Like whenever I started, going in, cause I'm an overthinker. So if I overthought anything, I just wouldn't do it. Cause I would be like, oh, what if it doesn't work? So whenever I was like, okay, I want to lose weight, like, I'm going to order these shakes, I had to do it now. Like, I had to buy them now. Cause if not, I would have overthought it. And then the whole gym thing, you know, I was scared. I didn't know what I was going in for. I was literally going to go in, and I remember like getting the gym membership. I procrastinated a lot. Like, I wanted to start with the gym membership, but I just was scared. But whenever I did go in, I was just going to go walk on the treadmill, just like I was walking outside, because I was sick of walking outside. So I was like, well, let me get a gym membership. It felt good knowing that, like, right after work, I would go to the gym, come home, go to sleep, have a good meal, go to sleep, and then restart. Like, I just looked forward to the next day and seeing results.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a nice way to think about it. What was it about the gym that was scary? Was it just that you felt like you didn't know what to do there?
It was more of the environment, the crowd. Like, I don't know these people, like, they're all in there knowing what they're doing. And then you come down to it, and it's like, everybody's in there and they're doing what they're in there to do. Like, they're not in there to judge. When you go into a gym, like, you're in there to better yourself. You're in there, whether it's to lose weight, build muscle, do whatever, like, you're in there to make a change. So it's like, why is somebody else going to judge that? Like, they obviously are insecure about something that's going on with them for them to judge you, you know? So I realized that everybody's doing their own thing. Like, and if I did get looks, I would just like turn on like a positive thinking mindset where they're probably like, oh, good for her. So I wanted to like keep on going versus I'm like thinking, oh, they're judging me for being here and getting down on myself, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But I didn't let myself think that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I also for so long used to be really intimidated by the gym for the exact same reasons. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm self-conscious. People are going to judge me. And it's so great realizing no one is judging you. Like, I don't really look at other people in the gym either. Like, unless I'm super impressed by someone, by something amazing they're doing, but I'm not judging other people.
Yeah. So yeah. No.
Why do we think they're judging us? They're not. Like, we're all there to do the same thing. And that's a great thing now about, like working out at home, at least like for me, I'm doing a lot of like digital workouts in my living room. And, the only person judging me in there is just me. So yeah. It makes it a lot easier.
And you shouldn't judge yourself.
Right. I'm cheering myself on. I'm being my cheerleader.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica, this has been really awesome. I have three little rapid round questions for you before we go. And then you are free. So I will ask these and then we'll be done with our conversation. But it was so great chatting with you. I'm so, like, again, just over the moon that you had that amazing diagnosis of being cancer-free. I hope it stays that way for you, and just like love watching you work out in the gym on Instagram. You're very impressive. I think you lift very heavy weights, so you're incredibly strong, as I like struggle with my little 8 pounds right now. Okay, cool. So What is one myth about health that you used to believe was true?
I thought like you couldn't like eat anything you wanted. Like I thought you had to always be like eating vegetables. I thought like eating vegetables was the only way to eat healthy. But like I didn't eat vegetables up until like 8 months into my journey. So obviously that was a myth. But yeah, I would say always eating vegetables was like, oh, that's healthy.
Right. You can have other things.
Yeah.
What is your favorite exercise move and why?
I would say I like doing anything with like high intensity leg days, or like just running. Mm-hmm. I like to run. I know that's not like a move, but yeah, I would say like running is like my top.
I'll count it. I like running too. Jessica, this has been awesome. Thank you so much again for chatting with me, and we'll chat soon.
It was nice talking.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Better by the Day with our guest, Get Fit with Jessica. And of course, big thanks to Jessica for sharing her incredible story with us. I walked away from our conversation feeling more motivated than ever to be my own cheerleader when it comes to my health. I hope you felt the same way. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating and review, or tell a friend. Whichever option you choose, it really helps us grow the show. To join a Way Better Challenge, you can find us in the App Store or Google Play. We'll be back next week with another amazing episode. Thanks again, and see you there.